9. To his brother Mikhail. November 16, 1845. Dearest brother, I write in great haste, for my time is very short. Goliadkin is still not ready, but I absolutely must have him finished by the 25th. You haven't written to me for so long that I have been worried about you. Do write oftener. What you say about lack of time is nonsense. Does one really need much time to write a letter? Provincial life, with its eternal do-nothingness, is simply ruining you, my dear fellow, that's all. Well, brother, I believe that my fame is just now in its fullest flower. Everywhere I meet with the most amazing consideration and enormous interest. I have made the acquaintance of a lot of very important people. Prince Adayevsky begs me for the honor of a visit, and Count Sologub is tearing his hair in desperation. Panayev told him that a new genius had arisen who would sweep all the rest away. S. tore round, called on Kraevsky among others, and asked him quite bluntly, "Who is Dostoevsky? Where can I get hold of Dostoevsky?" Kraevsky, who is without respect of persons and snubs everybody, gave him for answer, "Dostoevsky won't be at all inclined to give you the honour and pleasure of his acquaintance." It was just the right word, for the youngster is now on his high horse and hopes to crush me to the earth with his gracious condescension. Everybody looks upon me as a wonder of the world. If I but open my mouth, the air resounds with what Dostoevsky said, what Dostoevsky means to do. Bielinski loves me unboundedly. The writer Turgenev, who has just returned from Paris, has from the first been more than friendly, and Bielinski declares that Turgenev has quite lost his heart to me. T is a really splendid person. I've almost lost my own heart to him. A highly gifted writer, an aristocrat, handsome, rich, intelligent, cultured, and only 25. I really don't know what more he could ask from fate. Besides all that, he has an unusually upright, fine, well-disciplined nature. Do read his story Andrei Kolosov in the Otechestvennia Sapiski. The hero is himself, though he did not intend to depict his own character. I'm not rich yet, though I can't complain of poverty. Lately I was quite penniless for the moment. Nekrasov has since then taken up the idea of publishing a most attractive sort of humorous almanac, to be called Subuskal, and I have written the prospectus. It made a great sensation, for it is the first attempt there has been to write such productions in a light and humorous manner. It reminded me of the first feuilleton of Lucien Rubempré in Balzac's Illusion Perdue. It has already appeared in the OZ and in another paper. I got 20 rubles for the job. When I found myself without a penny in my pocket, I went to call on Nekrasov. While I was sitting with him, I had a sudden idea of writing a novel in 9 letters. As soon as I got home, I wrote it in 1 night. It takes about 1/2 a sheet. In the morning, I took the manuscript to Nekrasov and got 125 rubles for it, so the Subuskal pays me at the rate of 250 rubles a sheet. In the evening, my novel was read aloud in our circle, that is, before an audience of 20, and had a colossal success. It will appear in the first number of the Subuskal. I'll send you the number for December 1st. Bielinski says he is quite sure of me now, for I have the faculty of grasping the most diverse subjects. When Kraevsky heard lately that I had no money, he begged me quite humbly to accept a loan of 500 rubles. I think that I shall get 200 rubles a sheet from him. I have a lot of new ideas, and if I confide any of them to anybody, for instance Turgenev, by next morning it will be rumoured in every corner of Petersburg that Dostoevsky is writing this or that. Indeed, brother, If I were to recount to you all my triumphs, this paper would by no means suffice. I think that I shall soon have plenty of money. Galiadkin thrives mightily. It will be my masterpiece. Yesterday I was at P's house for the first time, and I have a sort of idea that I have fallen in love with his wife. She is wise and beautiful, amiable too, and unusually direct. I am having a good time. Our circle is very extensive. But I'm writing about nothing but myself. Forgive me, dear fellow. I will frankly confess to you that I am quite intoxicated by my fame. With my next letter, I'll send you the Subuskal. Bielinski says that I profaned myself by collaborating in it. Farewell, my friend. I wish you luck and congratulate you on your promotion. I kiss the hands of your Emily Fyodorovna and hug the children. How are they all? P.S. Bielinski is keeping the publishers from tearing me to pieces. I've read this letter over and come to two conclusions, that I write atrociously and that I'm a boaster. Farewell, and for God's sake, write. Our Schiller will certainly come off. Bielinski praises the idea of publishing the collected works. I believe that in time I shall be able to make good terms for the work, perhaps with Nekrasov. Farewell. All the Minnas, Claras, Marianas, etc. have got amazingly pretty, but cost a lot of money. Turgenev and Bielinski lately gave me a talking to about my disorderly way of life. Those fellows really don't know how they can best prove their affection. They are all in love with me.